Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. We are closing out the first section of the second chapter of Titus, verses 9 and 10, in which Paul, having spoke to older men, older women, and instructing them on what their Christianity will bring out in their day-to-day walk, he now moves on to servants and slaves, bond servants, which is something a little unfamiliar, or very unfamiliar to us. It has been the source of a lot of contention over, particularly in American history, a couple of hundred years of argument over what the New Testament church would have said about an institution like American slavery or the like. So I just want to take a second. Let's read the text and then talk about that for a moment. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Now, pilfering is the Greek phrase there is better as thieving. Not thieving, but showing all good fidelity would be honesty. So these are basic instructions for slaves. Now, let me deal with that issue, because Within the last 200 years of American history, the great debate raged over the fact that American slavery was doctrinally sound or against the principles of God. And for many, it was upheld from pulpits all over the American South for decades, maybe even centuries, as being godly, and scriptures like Titus 2 would be quoted, that, hey, God dealt with how you treat your slaves. What was often not talked about is the fact that the institution of slavery, as most of us think about it, and most of us think about it only in terms of slavery in the United States, or the way we had it in the United States, that still exists that way in some parts of the world. That is our fault. They were not thinking of slavery in the terms that we are. And here's why. The slavery that was instituted in the United States was forced servitude. It was one man being forced to serve another man because of his perceived lack of humanity. He was considered less than human due to the color of his skin, due to the surroundings he was taken out of, and thus he did not deserve to be treated in the same manner as another man, because he wasn't. The fundamental error in this, in us taking the way slaves were treated in the U.S. and comparing it to New Testament servitude, is that New Testament slavery was a form of paying debt or surviving in society. In other words, men would indenture themselves to pay their debt, or they would join up with a wealthy person and become their servant or their slave as a way of surviving in society in which they didn't have any skills or any property or any ability. And thus, the servitude of the New Testament was completely different than the servitude enforced upon Black Americans in the 1700s and 1800s. So you don't use New Testament scripture to justify slavery. It wasn't even the same topic. So when Paul addresses servants and slaves in Titus 2, these are those who have joined themselves in servanthood, and though their lives are not quite like someone else who is not under such servanthood, Paul gives them instructions for how they are to come out on the other side of this in their own walk, in their own lives. Now, tomorrow we get into what is easily the meatiest part of the book of Titus. And whenever we started Titus, where we're going tomorrow is the biggest reason I wanted to do this book. We'll see you in verse 11. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.